My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners. It's been a long time.
Come on. You just ran the left! Yeah. Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. I'm ready to smell fear, not a lot, my competitive flex.
Well, wrestling.
All that yes. Show,
or here we are. 101.
Crazy.
How are we doing here, huh? We're all doing good?
Mm-hmm. Are we good? Doing all right?
Hanging out the Pro Bowl. Right, anybody watch it the Pro Bowl?
No.
I had it on in the background.
I tell you, it was down the road from me. But
CJ Stroud was killing it. Bert, I would have whined if I were you.
I had a friend who went... I mean, it started hailing around 8 o'clock.
So. I'm a big advocate for the Pro Bowl. Started out there. I want the Pro Bowl to be great. The
most impressive part was with CJ Stroud's throw.
Yeah, he's good.
Moving to his left. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He's very good.
I think the most impressive thing to come out of the Pro Bowl was, Fonz, the photo you sent on Instagram of the two NFL guys on Velocicoaster.
Yeah, they were Penny Sewell and Jameer Gibbs and the Lions were on the – and they were terrified. Just like two gay football players. If you know who those players are on the – Penny Sewell especially, you know that guy is massive and he's like a menace on the field.
Now, did Gibbs drop anything while he was on the coaster?
I mean, come on. I mean, that's Pro Bowler Jameer Gibbs now, by the way, too. Throw it out there. Pro Bowler. Roquan Smith was there too. He looked good. He was catching punts in the punt drill where they're catching balls. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I'm a big advocate for the Pro Bowl.
I wonder how both of them are going to do in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, that's all we got to talk about this week, actually. Just Pro Bowl recap. Nothing else in the wrestling world. So we're just going to head on out of here, guys.
Fonz, we
got
to do it.
You got any parting words, Mike, for the show?
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, listening, wherever. No.
So, rundown. We have a golden swap that happened. We got to talk about that. Vengeance Day recap, which is pretty solid show, I'd say, for the most part. Pretty good show. And then the big thing that happened that literally it was talked about kind of a little bit after our show last week, and then it was transitioned over to Friday, and then a whole big thing was going on too. So a lot of questions what's going on with the future of the road to WrestleMania. Usually everything out review and preview, by the way. We have our show, we have the hockey show, we have review and preview. We got a Super Bowl show coming up too, so a lot of good stuff with the channel. Santa Maria baseball show coming back and everything too. Baseball season is all and everything good. We got some comments here before we get right to the show. Maria Donner says, have a good show tonight. Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you for tuning in. Good evening. Nothing really. Yeah, Brian, nothing really. Nothing. Nope. Really, nothing. Nope. Yeah, I got nothing to talk about, Brian. Jordan Love should have been in the Pro Bowl games. Gardner Minshew was there, by the way. He replaced Lamar Jackson. You know, I guess. Geno Smith.
Why was Lamar out? Was he hurt?
He probably pulled out, honestly. It would make sense. A lot of those guys do. Charles says, hello, guys. Charles, you were looking forward to the show. I saw your comment, by the way, and I want to hear your discussion on everything that's going on, too. I mean, Mike, I'm not going to lie. For a while, I was not the punk hater, but I was kind of sick and tired at back in the day of like his stuff. Now I'm like, I can say I'm wrong. I'm like, you know what? He predicted the future.
Although this one isn't a booking thing in the sense of like screwing Punk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what. Yeah, it's well, you can make an argument that it might be. You know, some people might say it is kind of the screwing, kind of whatever.
I mean, I have thoughts on that kind of side of it because I have heard a lot of talk about that.
It's a lot of things that we don't know, but like again, when we get to it, we'll get to it because it's kind of tying it with like Triple H running as opposed to if this was Vince running it. And, you know, thank God Vince is way. That's a whole. We already talked about it last week. I don't want to. I can't talk anymore about it, people. If you know,
it's getting worse. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. So this is the title of today's show. Fonz, Mike and Bert, or Mike and Bert, maybe because Fonz, because I officially give up my hosting duties and pass it over to Mike. You know, like the. Get it, you get it? That was good, right?
Yes.
All right. Golden swap. What is Golden Swap? Golden Swap when a title change happens on free TV, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, Jack, that was a show back in the day, Heat, Velocity, Saturday night's main event, this Tuesday in Texas, whatever New Japan show is. Superstars. Every title, the Super, oh, geez, Superstars, I forgot about that show. And every other show and every title, not counting the 24/7 title, because we'd be here all day for it, even though it's officially retired. I feel like it's still around, though.
Somewhere.
And by the way, his sites is fish, Brussels sprouts, and potatoes. Not bad.
What kind of potatoes? I'm not in on the fish or Brussels sprouts, but depending on the potatoes.
Just a single potato. Just
one
potato.
Solid, uncooked potato, like an apple.
So, all right, first one. Guys, we have another one.
We got a second one.
Did this happen probably earlier today, right? Or late last night, too? Because we do this. Probably. We do the show sheet the day before, though, so it probably happened. We'll talk about that in a second, but this one we have on here, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. Bullet Club War Dogs, Clark Connors and Drill Maloney won the titles. And guys, as you know, I have some stats. You guys want to hear the stats for it too? Catch 2 of 2 or catch 22. I don't know what it's officially called.
I don't know.
The road to the new beginning 2024. Catch 22 ends their third reign at 31 days. You guys know they have 372 days overall as title holders?
Really?
Four successful defenses. I like how Japan has the defenses too. Now, War Dogs in their second reign, currently at 184 days at the time of recording, and that'll be at 16th all time. You guys have any idea who's the first all time on this one?
This is the junior heavyweight ones, right?
All time number one by a long shot.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, they're not junior heavyweight, so it wouldn't be them.
Mm-hmm. You guys want a hint?
I have a get. Let me get one guess.
You get one guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Bucks.
They're second. I originally thought it was the Bucks too. When I first saw it, I wasn't sure, and then they were their second all time.
Is it God?
No, it's not. It's not God. They're classified as heavyweights. If I'm not.
That's what I was. One of the teams that went through my head when
they did win it at one point, maybe with somebody else as it. I'm pretty sure, or they weren't. It wasn't G.O.D. It was another guy in Bullet Club and Tonga, I think. I think. I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah, because Loa.
It's not El Desperado and Uncle Uncle Mo. This is from Wikipedia, so I trust their sources, kind of, maybe. I have no idea. The hint, Mike, a booker.
A booker?
Mm-hmm. Not Booker T. No.
I knew what you meant by it. A current booker.
Yeah, he's a current booker. Yeah, and he did with a torn pack. Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Nick Aldis?
No, can you imagine Nick Aldis? He's doing so good at GM, by the way. Can we just talk about this?
Oh,
I love it. I love this.
I'm excited for whenever he does, because I got to imagine he's going to wrestle at some point.
I want to wrestle Adam Pearce. I think Adam Pearce actually literally cannot wrestle. I think it's just great.
I'd love to have him
then fight. Pat McAfee.
Also, Adam Pearce, great heel GM. He's better as the heel. Great heel GM.
Yes.
Better than he was the face, the punching bag GM. He's better as the heel.
I was going to say what Daniel Baker said.
Gato and Jado.
Adam Gato, yeah.
Gato and Jado at 960 days.
Jesus.
I mean, we talk about Vince McMahon, with the booking thing, that he gets all the thing. But hey, Gato does it. But also, then again, he books really great in New Japan, so he can do whatever the hell he does. So I can't complain. But yeah, so I just want to give some stats on that one, by the way, too. Cool. Bull Club War Dogs, go for them. 2nd reign, too. Historic tag team, by the way. Not them saying the titles. A lot of different teams have been the title holders, too. A lot of them. But also really good defense in all of them, too, by the way. Mm. So how long they've been?
Good defenses for your tag titles? What's that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. We have no idea.
Tag teams?
And Katoshi Kojima won the MLW world title. We don't really talk about MLW as much. I kind of want to talk about it more and more. So much going on with it, though, too.
The problem is, didn't they just lose? I know they lost Hammerstone.
They lost a lot. That's the thing.
Didn't they lose Jacob Fatu, too? Didn't he lose?
That's what I'm saying. I would like to talk about it, but there's just so many players, wrestlers, superstars that are in and out of the company. I don't even know who's there half the time, too.
I'm literally about to look.
I don't think Jacob Fatu's there. I think he left. I'm pretty sure he left.
Let's see.
He should be in WWE by now at some point. What are they doing here? I have no idea.
Rocky Romero.
Rocky Romero's okay. I thought he was still.
Matt Riddle.
Yes. As of the first. Rikishi announced that Fatu is now a free agent.
He's still listed on their roster, but I'm
probably,
sure
it's because probably has to finish up some bookings. Yeah. I guess. I guess.
Oh, wow. There's some. Okay, they got some people.
I know. I saw Riddle interviewed by Chris Van Vliet that he has a match Riddle with RVD coming up.
He's listed on their roster.
I want to see an RVD and Riddle match. That should be something too. Mike's favorite wrestler, Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
He goes.
Found out. Side note: I did see part of that interview.
I watched. I watched a good portion of it. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
Did you see the part about the feud with Seth?
I didn't see that part. I see like clips in here, and I didn't watch the full like.
So suppose I saw a clip from when they were talking. He asked him about his feud with Seth. Apparently, Riddle is the one that says. He was the one that fed Seth the idea to mention the divorce.
Oh.
And Triple H gave him the permission to use the F-bomb.
Right.
They wouldn't let him say kill.
Yeah.
Because he was going to say he's going to find him and kill him.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let him say that, but they let him swear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the kill thing, yeah, that makes total sense still. Yeah. Thank you. Bless you, Triple H.
Bless you.
For letting all this. He was also apparently rumblings that he was going to win the Royal Rumble in 2022 or 21, yes. I believe, though. He said he didn't.
Right before the Randy stuff, right?
He's like, no one officially told me, but he heard in backstage people talking that I was going to possibly win the Rumble.
He was on the short list.
But nobody went up to me and said, hey, kid, you're winning the Rumble. That's what like it was. So, listen,
right.
What could have been? No. Ooh, that actually should be really good too, by the way.
Yeah.
That actually should be really good. So let's get to NXT Vengeance Day overall. Pretty good show. We'll get into a match by match too. Not a bad card here. The first one. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Clash at the finals, Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker defeated, right? I believe here Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams.
Yes.
That's in that. I don't know why I put verses on there too. I messed up on that one, but it's okay. The winner, which was Corbin and Breakker, receive a future NXT Tag Team Championship match. Good match. Now, to be honest, are they going to win the Tag Team Championships? I don't really see that because I feel like Breakker is going to have to go up to the main roster at some point, right? Because I don't – if they win, how long is he going to hold on to the belt for? And if they do win, is he going to drop it right away and then it hurts the legitimacy of the belt, right? Especially with tag team wrestling kind of going on in NXT where it's going really well. But, I mean, this was a good match.
Yeah.
I just kind of wish that it was like a more legit tag teams kind of in this – tournament, because in years past they've had legit tag teams in here, you know.
Yeah. And I mean they did have legit tag teams, but they decided not to
go far is what I meant to say.
Yeah exactly. I thought like with especially with Trick having the world title match at the end, that's why I thought initially that Legato was gonna win and then Legato would win.
That would have been, I mean, we even talked about it. You said it like last
week. I'm sorry, Mike, that's the LWO now.
Oh yeah, technically they're not Legato.
You see, no, he still wants to. I still call him Legato.
The real Legato.
I don't even confused. There's so many, but I mean, this was still a good match. You just kind of wish it was more legitimate. They're still good, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
This is Breakker's last NXT.
Hopefully,
appearance, right? It's got to be, unless he does something.
I don't know.
What's next one? Stand and Deliver is the one before WrestleMania, right? That's the one.
I believe so.
He'll probably
look it up.
He'll probably do something there, if anything, and then he's done after that, right? NXT. He's way more than ready for
it. I would think so.
He's so ready for the main roster. But, just put him on there too. Listen, you can almost sign with SmackDown. And then he's like, I'm going to wait till Monday. And I'm like, oh. We're back, baby. Brand supremacy is back.
And then all of a sudden, Scott Steiner's music hits.
Strange things have happened. Scott Steiner's
in the Roadblock is the fifth.
Oh, yeah. They move Roadblock to NXT.
So it's Roadblock then Stand and Deliver, or is there no Stand and Deliver?
Stand and Deliver, I think, is later.
So that's also
after Mania now? Yeah.
Okay, so Roadblock is the WrestleMania.
Roadblock is the pre-WrestleMania.
Stand and Deliver is April 6th, so it's after Mania this year.
It's the weekend after.
It is the weekend of. I forgot WrestleMania is the 6th and the 7th.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I thought it was the first and second. Oh.
So it's like last year. We'll have Stand and Deliver during the day and then WrestleMania at night.
And they're starting Mania early.
That's right. Oh my God.
They're literally going to go straight from Stand and Deliver to Mania.
Well, yep. looks like they got to Stand and Deliver. They're
standing. They just got to see if they deliver.
It's NXT. They'll deliver. So on that one.
It's not delivery. It's NXT DiGiorno.
So.
I mean.
Just looking at the pay-per-view list.
Yeah. It's at 11:30.
I have a prediction for Money in the Bank this year.
We're already
early. Prediction.
Isn't that in July?
It's the day after my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, Money in the Bank. So it's you.
I'm going to tell you my prediction and then tell you why.
Wait. I know what he's going to say. Okay, go ahead. I want to see if I'm right.
So my early prediction is that Sami Zayn is going to be the winner.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
What were you going to think, Mike? What were you saying? I had no idea.
Time winner.
No.
Punk. He's supposedly timetable wise. That's when he's supposed to be back.
You want to know why? You think it's a legit injury, right? Part of me still thinks.
Oh yeah, no.
Part of me still think it's kind of fake. He's going to show up for WrestleMania. I wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, part of me.
Why Sammy?
Because this year's Money in the Bank is in the good white North Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, but if this was Vince, it wouldn't matter. I feel like he doesn't really have that. Like, he doesn't do that with hometowns or whatever, too. But then again, idea too. So Charles is here quickly, which depends either side. So, all right, quick thing now. Is he going to go to SmackDown or Raw?
I think.
Who, Breaker?
Yeah.
Raw.
I'm thinking Raw because Carmelo Hayes is SmackDown. Yep. I think for now they're not going to do two big, because it's the two bigger call ups, right? There's nobody else I'm seeing that's going to get called up right away.
And to be not from the men's side, I don't think.
Unless the two big ones are Hayes and Breaker.
Yeah, I mean it's the other one that was probably going to end up back on the main roster after Mania is Baron.
As far as
first time call ups and like.
That's why I was thinking more. It would be good on SmackDown too, but I think it'll be Raw because Hayes is on SmackDown, unless they do some thing on there.
Also,
yes.
I think I get a feeling that's where Brock was supposed to go.
Mm. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
So he replaced him in the Rumble, so I guess he'll replace him on Raw's roster.
Well, it's
Carmelo. Yeah, because supposedly we're going to get the Braun Dom match because that was supposed to be
at Chamber.
Oh boy, it could be good though. So
yeah, okay. Does that mean that Braun's facing Gunther at Mania for the IC title?
Yes,
possibly.
That's fine. Totally.
That's what Brock was supposed to do.
We'll just have Brock do everything, right? Carmelo? Yes.
I would say no. I feel I mean, he's coming to SmackDown. But I feel like he's going to keep being on NXT long enough to...
They're going to do the Trick thing until Stand and Deliver, and then he's going to go to SmackDown.
Unless Trick is ruled out on Tuesday. Because he did go... He went after his knee.
Maybe they hold off on it. I think maybe after Stand and Deliver. I think that's when they'll both probably get called up fully. Like, you know, the Baker probably will have a match at Chamber or something like that. But I think he'll be fully, fully a Raw or SmackDown guy at that time, too.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I agree.
Breaker goes to Raw, then he will be the guy to be Gunther. I mean, listen, Breaker.
When?
That's the probably
Mania.
Maybe but they gotta do it after. I don't know. It depends on what they do with NXT with him too. Because if he has like one more feud, and I think he's gonna stay there till then, you know. But then again, what other feud is he gonna do? You know. Oh no, the tag team championship. Obviously, just forgot about that. Yeah. Next match: Dijak and Casey in a no DQ match. Albert's favorite wrestler. I just realized I put Joe Lacey. Apologies about that. I'm going to fix that right now.
Joe Lacey Evans.
Whatever happened to that?
Lacey Evans?
Yeah, whatever happened?
I think we ran out of gimmicks.
Yeah. Remember she had the thing with Ric Flair?
Yep. I do remember that.
Great. No DQ match, by the way.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Great. Dijak is great. I wish he was still called Dominik Dijakovic, but, you know, Dijak is still fine. I just like the whole name. It was great. Think of NXT Portland. Oh, that was such a made me think of that match when I watched it. I was thinking of NXT Takeover Portland, by the way. I shouldn't throw it out there. I missed it. But this was good too. Gacy. I like. I've started to like him still more and more. I just feel like I don't know what else you do with him in NXT. I feel like it's like.
Well, yeah. So I'm interested to see where this version of the character goes, because he's like smiling after he lost.
But he kind of had that like sort of gimmick kind of
persona.
So it's like, it's like, what else do you do? Is he ever going to win a title? Is he going to be North American
champion? No. Dan says he's a free agent in June. Dijak
is? Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't go to AEW. Please don't go to AEW. Actually, he'd be killed in TNA. He would kill it in TNA.
He'd be world champion in TNA.
He'd be, he would, yeah. New Japan, he'd be good too.
Yes.
He would be.
He'd
be
good, especially with the current look.
Yeah, AEW would not. No, he'd be lost in the shuffle again, too. Yeah, I thought you meant Gacy was a free agent. Yeah, like Gacy, like, yeah, what else do you do? You know?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he's almost the type that you would think give him another stable, but like...
How many stables has he had now?
Two.
And they're both, like, obviously they're both done for. So yeah, it's like, do you give him a third one? Third time's a charm?
Well, yeah, one of the members of his stable is the GM now.
That's a whole other thing, too. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Forgot about NXT Underground, to be honest with you. Eddie Thorpe.
Where the hell did Eddie Thorpe go?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. It just popped into my head. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, also NXT Underground, I just forgot about completely until he just mentioned it. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah.
They did do that.
I wonder who that guy is that had a promo last night about three faces. Who was that guy?
I tweeted that out.
CM Punk?
No. No, it's something. Actually, someone for you, Funds, that would be more exciting.
Keith Lee?
When I tweeted it out, someone replied to me and says, it's Okada.
Do you put Okada on NXT, though?
Yes, apparently. The rumor is that's where he's going. That he is signed and that's where he's going.
I guess it's if you want to start, yeah.
It's to familiarize him with
the WWE
North American fans.
That makes sense. They did it with Nakamura too, because people can make the argument at the time when Nakamura he could have went to an WWE right away.
Right,
it could work in his fate. That would be. I mean, I would.
Totally. I don't think it'll be long.
You think he'll have an NXT title run if hypothetically goes to NXT? You can have a title, like a title run.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Nakamura did.
That's what I'm saying. Long, though. Yeah, it won't be that long. Nakamura's wasn't that long either, I remember. Like, he went in, went out.
I could see him being there until the Rumble next year.
That's when... Oh, man, I can't wait. Because I think he's officially a free agent, though, Okada. Officially, he's done. Like,
officially, he's done with New Japan, and by all accounts, if he's not officially. They haven't said he is.
Yeah, I think his merch is off the New Japan website, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Nobody in WWE has confirmed he's been signed, but all the... insiders are saying, from what I've read, that he signed.
Yes, that's all I
delicious.
Want. Oh, man. Also, Joe Gacy, just want to say shout out to the commentary when he was in there, and then Booker T and Corey was Vic Joseph was like, I guess.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like Albert would love that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, welcome back to NXT. It's just like with a smiling face and everything too. Let's see. What's the next one? We got more matches on here. The D'Angelo family defeated OTM.
Out the mud. Who cares? Because they're a family.
Yeah. Again, I did. It's growing on me. It still is, but still, you know. Stacks.
Congratulations to Stacks for being the underboss now.
You know what? Perfect, right? Again, this was also a good match, too, right?
Honestly, no, I did enjoy it. OTM's good. I think they've got a future ahead of them.
Yeah, how old are they again?
They're not. I don't think they're that old.
Yeah, no, they're new into the not wrestling scene, but like they're new into the, I guess new into the business, I guess too. I'm not sure. I don't know if Wrestling Bros podcast here. I think that's Daniel Bakley too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Thank you, Daniel, for checking out, by the way, too. JD Parker and Preston, they all did. All of them did in that match. Like, I like all of them, you know. Even like I said, D'Angelo family, you guys know. I wasn't a fan of Tony D'Angelo for a while, but he's grown on me a lot more. So the whole crew and everybody on Out the Mud. Even though I'm not like a big fan of that name, you know. I don't know. That's just me.
I mean, there could be a better name, but
right. What are you looking at, Mike?
Apparently this is it for them. They've only been in for a year. They signed in 22, both of them.
Oh, they're done. They're done, their contracts up.
No. I'm saying like this is the only wrestling they've done.
They're done. I'm like, well, that's a way to go call up already. Good for them. Next match, the NXT Women's Championship. Lyra Valkyria defeated Roxanne Perez and Lola Vice. And you're wondering why did I say and Lola Vice? Because she wasn't originally in the match. Well, She cashed in her breakout tournament women's championship opportunity, which is, you know, a heady play. Mm-hmm. People do that. Seth Rollins, totally WrestleMania. But unlike Rollins, she lost. So
and took the pin.
And took the pin, which was very weird. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I thought people were very high on Lola Vice in NXT and even fans as well, too. Like, I was kind of shocked. I knew she was going to cash in her opportunity, but mm-hmm. I thought when she did, I thought she was going to win, honestly. But that's weird that she lost and also took the pin. That's like very. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know they want to get her deep into the feud with Electra Lopez. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I figured maybe like stand and deliver, she'd win the title. But when she came out to cash in, I'm like, oh, she's not winning.
Do you think there's not enough build behind her for her to win? Do you think she added into the match last minute because the match was kind of horrible? I don't know. It wasn't that bad, but I guess made it a little bit better, I guess.
It added a little
flavor to it, I guess, because of the third person. You know what I mean? Like in a triple threat.
Yeah, I think it was probably because they're not planning on having her win the title. Maybe early next year she'll win it. But at the same time, I think they wanted to put her in the spotlight. Like, hey, here's a future champion.
Yeah, potentially. Mm-hmm. This could be the case too. Roxanne will put over Lola Vice and Vice will beat Valkyria in the future. Maybe that's
possible, yeah.
Long term.
On
the female side, it's going to get called up soon, right? Roxanne Perez.
Roxanne's going to get called up. Apparently, Tiffany is getting called up soon.
Yeah, now. I'm saying like that's what we said with Hayes and Breaker, the two on the female side. I would probably say is Perez and
Roxanne Stratton. Yeah. Perez and Stratton. It probably was also going to be Cora Jade if she didn't get hurt again.
Oh yeah, when's she coming back? Then. You know,
it was a torn ACL. So
when was it again? Recently, or was it recently torn ACL?
Yeah, it was like right before the Rumble.
Oh yeah,
like summer at the soonest.
Tom here says, "OT for the Super Bowl has me messaging you guys from the train." Hello, Tom from the train. Why the plot thickened for me? We'll get to that when I finish up these last two matches because we got a lot to talk about with the road to WrestleMania. The plot thickens for
the road to WrestleMania.
So NXT North American Championship, Obafemi defeated Dragon Lee. I'm getting into being a fan of Obafemi. I like
it. So am I. The presentation is good.
Yeah, I'm liking what they're. I'm liking what we got here with this.
I'm picking up what they're putting down.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. But I just feel bad for Dragon Lee because I want him to win a title soon at some point. Like, for the love of God, did you win a title already, Dragon Lee?
I mean, he did.
Yeah, I mean, did he? Forgot he was champion for a little bit.
That's who Obafemi took it from.
Yeah, well, it's Dragon Lee going to go up to the main roster too?
Yeah,
I think Obafemi is going to be a champion for them for a while. I feel like the NXT North American. I feel like he's going to be one of those long reigning NXT North American champions. I just have a feeling they're going to do it, especially with matches like this. Like he's going to be a long reigning champion.
Yeah.
That is good. I forgot about Commander Aziz, Babatunde.
Where is he, by the way?
I was going to ask you, where's Babatunde? One-time greatest Royal Rumble participant, by the way.
Did he get released with Shanky?
He did.
Shanky's on the roster. Shanky's in WWE. He's not.
He got released.
What?
Yeah.
Where's Veer?
He's
gone. With Indusher.
They're still there. Maybe they were there last week or so. I'm so confused by them too. No, I'm getting into a big fan of Obafemi. I think he's going to be. I really way too early take. I feel like he's going to be in like the top three longest reigning NXT North American champions.
Really?
I think he'll be up there. I think there's a good shot he will.
By the way, yeah.
Okay, who's got Shanky?
In September.
Shanky?
September 21st.
Babatunde, Double Kato.
Double Kato was released.
Beer's still coming.
When?
And this time, Jinder Mahal's coming with him.
Man, what a great time. Man. We didn't even talk about that. Jinder Mahal and Tony Khan get into a Twitter feud. Why did we not talk about that? That was great. That was peak Twitter, by the way. Peak wrestling Twitter, I think. Like, you can't beat that. That was incredible. I feel like we never even talked about that. And lastly, the NXT Championship. Ila Dragunov defeated Trick Williams. Take away what happened after the match. The match itself, very nice. It was good.
It was good.
Dragunov's going to be so good on the main roster when it happens, but I kind of want to keep him on the
next Trick game. Feels like he's going to be good on the main roster.
No, didn't I tell you guys? I said Trick.
Whoop that Trick.
Wow. I said for a while, I'm like, Trick, it's to give him a little bit more time to develop and whatever, do him some solo stuff. He has the potential. He's really good. And I listen, now we'll talk about what goes into with the Carmelo Hayes thing. Yeah. We kind of knew for a while, right? Like, we kind of had a feeling it was going to happen. Now Hayes is the heel, Trick's the face, which makes sense too. So obviously the next match is going to be a stand and deliver, right? Or a roadblock or whatever. It's going to be at the next show.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to face each other at the next show.
And we're going to find out why Carmelo Hayes did this. Why, Carmelo? Why? Yeah.
Well, I think Tuesday we're going to get confirmation that he's the one that attacked him in the first place before.
No, before, yeah, that's true.
Because there was all the mystery of like, attack.
Why?
Why Triple H?
Why Triple H?
That's what happened.
Why, Triple H? You son of a bitch. Why? Tell me why.
That was
Pete. No, it's gonna on Tuesday, Rikishi's gonna come out and say that he's the one that attacked Trick.
That'd be great. Or Jacob Fatu did it. I did it. I did it. Or Carmelo.
I did it for the people.
I did it for the bloodline. You know what? Also, do you have a Trick is going to be good? Yeah. He's going to be good solo. I really do. I think so. I think once Carmelo goes to the main roster, Trick's going to be NXT maybe for a little bit, depending on how that whole thing goes too. But when he eventually does, he's going to be.
He'll be NXT champion at some point.
You really, Mike? Yeah. Now, Mike. I think you owe me an apology because I said at some point I can see him being a future champion. You owe me an apology.
I'm sorry doubting it.
Thank you. Never.
Well, I don't know if he's the one to beat Dragunov.
Oh, no. But time next year, he definitely should be having the title around him, I think, too. Now, he will eventually get called up, I don't think, now. Too soon.
No, I think Melo's the call-up at this time this year, and then he's the call-up this time next year.
Mm.
And with including a Rumble appearance, I feel like he'll work his way into a Rumble.
Yeah, Trick's got to do a Rumble, too. You got to throw him in there. I didn't even think of that. Carmelo's wearing a black jacket like HBK was when he attacked Marty.
I didn't piece that together. And Sean's the one running it. Okay.
Sean is killing as a booker in NXT too, by the way.
It doesn't surprise me though. He's always been super smart about the business and kind of.
No, it's just crazy because I know I've heard stories of like back in the day he was kind of an a-hole behind.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No, but like now it's kind of cool seeing that like he's like kind of like. Now matured more than ever now and doing this stuff too. It's like crazy, like come full circle though. And him and Triple H again, who knew? Members of the Click will be running the company. Did you ever think that?
No.
Now we need Kevin Nash to come in and run it too.
And run what?
I don't know. Do something.
Kevin Nash can run Raw Underground.
You think he could manage to not tear both his quads while he's doing it?
I mean, come on. Like, he's not going to, you know. I was watching more TNA, old TNA clips on Facebook, by the way, because on my Facebook For You videos, I'm getting TNA old videos.
Yeah.
I think next week what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you just a random old TNA segment from that era, because the one I sent you guys was Jim Cornette running and giving everybody like a talk of what he wants to do. And I saw everybody in the audience or in the crowd. I'm like, this is peak TNA. Like,
yep.
Christian Cage, a young AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, LAX, the old LAX.
Samojo,
a young Samojo, by the way.
Young Samojo. It is insane. If you look at the mid to late 2000s TNA rosters, it is insane how many people are there.
Yeah. Albert, if you got to, look at all the TNA 2000 stuff.
You go all the way back to 2002, 2003, it punks there.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
He had a
moment. With blonde hair.
Yeah. I just think the Jim Cornette run TNA was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Steiner was there. Jeff Jarrett was just a great time.
With the double entrances.
Yeah, that was a good thing, too. We can't add the sixth. Well,
there's like a heel entrance and a face entrance.
I mean, why didn't WWE think of that, honestly? It's just, well, AEW kind of has it with the two in the same side, kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, they got rid of the circles.
Did they now?
AEW got rid of the circles.
In the early parts, I'm saying they had the two.
Yeah,
in the early parts of AEW, they had the circles. But since they redid their stage, they don't have the heel face entrance anymore.
Classic heel banter. By the way, Chris Hammond, stop all the effects. That also should be good too. So overall, though, with that, with the Avengers Day, pretty good, pretty good, good stuff. Can't complain about it. Really, you really can never complain with it. Again, they're getting as good as usual. Do we can talk about the next thing before we should get into it, right? I think it's kind of.
Is it time
for
the story?
Or lack thereof.
To finish the story. If you guys, I'll do a quick recap. Mike Burt, if I missed something, please let me know.
Okay.
Will do.
So, Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. We all know that, right? Now, what do you do when you get the Royal Rumble? What do you win?
You win a title shot main event at WrestleMania.
It could be any title, right? Could be the World.
Could be. Could be.
Could be the Universal. It could be the Cruiserweight title. Could be any of them, right?
If you really wanted it to be.
Shout out to when Undertaker stared down Bobby Lashley in 07 because he was thinking about challenging the ECW title, which we know damn well that was never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
That,
but
that was
for a brief moment, we may have believed.
I literally was like, I'm like, he's not going to happen. But anyway, so thinking about potentially challenging Seth, right? We kind of knew he was going to challenge Roman, right? SmackDown rolls around. He's out in the ring. He's talking to Roman. The
I want that title.
That whole thing. And then he's like, I'm going to give up my opportunity. And then,
but not at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he gave up his moment to finish the story. And he knows that somebody else needs to finish his story. And then what happens? If you smell what The Rock is cooking, Dwayne Johnson shows up, which I didn't even expect at all.
Dwayne The Rock?
Rock the Dwayne Johnson, whatever it is.
Dwayne the John Roxon.
John the Dwayne Roxon.
Rock Dwayneson.
All right, we've gone too far.
John the Rock Dwayneson was good.
We had one more.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Johnson.
Who goes there? That shakes Cody's hand, pulls him closer. They look like they were going to go for a smooch. I don't know yet. And then Cody just like gets out of the ring, like
Cody smirks and walks away.
And then they just stare at each other. Roman holds the belt, yada yada yada. But it hasn't been confirmed yet. I don't believe if it's Rock and Roman at WrestleMania 40. But we know that Twitter and Twitch, by the way, was booming with this too. You think it's pretty much going to happen, right? We just know that.
Cody's going to use his shot against Seth.
Yeah, you think that's
going to be Rock Roman?
What I wanted to happen, I wanted to be, because there was a thing on TikTok I saw that Triple H might be cooking up something. What if it's a possible triple threat match, kind of similar to the Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Batista thing at WrestleMania 30?
I mean, that could be, but the only thing that makes me think it's not is that Cody said he's going after Roman, not at WrestleMania. And this coming on following Seth trying to tempt Cody to challenge him.
So I get it. Like, people wanted, well, I'll get you guys get into it, but I know people wanted Rock for a while, Rock and Roman. Am I the one that thinks maybe it just wasn't a time for it now? Because I feel like it's like long overdue, and I feel like now like it doesn't make sense with the whole Cody story thing. Like, I don't know. Am I still gonna watch and look forward to it? Yes, but I'm more like it just doesn't make sense booking wise. You know, that's just kind of.
I've said this before. I think it shouldn't be for a title, with a title involved.
Yeah, and you said, you know, I agree with you on that. I'm like, if they do that, that's fine. This is also what it is too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the point of that whole thing. It was funny, but like, I bury the title with that, you know?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, I have heard what the plan may be.
Let's hear it. Sorry, a string of water. Sorry. And all I might taste.
And you might not like it.
Uh-oh.
Goldberg?
No, thank God.
Because that's, I wouldn't like it if Goldberg's
involved. No. It's, you won't not like it that much.
Okay.
No, it's Cody is going to beat Seth for the World Heavyweight title at Mania. And then at some point, whether it be this year's SummerSlam or if they decide to drag it out to next year's WrestleMania, he's going to beat Roman and they're unifying the world titles again.
Why? Why are you doing this? You just made the title. And then you're going to have one main title for two separate brands again?
And it would, we go back to the time when only the world champion is on both.
Oh, you have a big roster. Make two brands.
No, they'll split. They'll split it into two brands. Just the only wild card to start.
I'm not doing this.
The world champion.
I don't like that, especially when you just made the title on the world the title that we all now we didn't want this one. We wanted the big gold belt, but we got the world heavyweight championship. Now an early title, you're gonna potentially put it together again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're gonna have another year of Roman if he beats.
No, Brian, we don't know. Bad.
I don't know. No, please not do this. I'm trusting Papa H that he'll make it to a triple threat match. I at the end of the day, I'm not bashing. I'm not like being negative and being like, oh, like they're doomed. Like, because I'm more hopeful with that him running it than say Vince running it.
Yeah,
you know, to make it work. Mm-hmm. You know,
and there's no guarantee that they're permanently unifying the titles with Cody.
Yeah,
it's just
that's an idea. That
supposedly that may be what the actual end of the story is. Is that he captures essentially a belt his father helped create first, and then the one his father never won.
That makes
you
sense.
If you take it back to like the world heavyweight title being the WCW,
the big gold belt,
big gold belt.
I miss if that you belt.
Keep that as a through line type thing, Dusty, you know, introducing that to helping introduce that to WCW, so yeah. Cody wins that first.
I really thought Dusty won that title back in the day.
I don't think he won it, but I think as Booker he helped create.
I know, I know he created. I thought he was like, for some reason I thought he won it at some point, like in the early.
No, I don't know what the title was before that.
Yeah.
See, Damian doesn't have a contract anymore.
I'm standing by that. I really think that's the case. I don't think there's anything in the briefcase.
So like, what? They're just gonna like let it like go, and he just never had the briefcase.
No. I think Finn's gonna have it.
You think
JD? Won? I think JD took it because JD's the one that gave Priest the new briefcase.
And then it's gonna be. Then he's not gonna win it though, because you don't think Finn's gonna.
No, I really think what they're gonna end up doing, or at least what I want them to end up doing, because I think it's really interesting, is Priest is gonna cash in, and it's not gonna be there.
But in the history of the Money in the Bank contract, they never opened it up and took out the stuff.
Exactly. So it's something we've never seen before.
So yeah. they're gonna take away all the other Money in the Bank contracts. They never counted because they never opened it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No.
So I'm so confused.
If anything, the only one they would take away is the one between Miz and Otis, because
that was such a weird. Why did
Otis? I think Rock Roman, by the way, would not be happening if Punk wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Man, so like if you in a perfect world, if Punk wasn't hurt, it would have been Punk versus Seth,
made right, event on night, say, one.
Night one, and then night two be Cody and Roll. That would have been perfect, honestly. I think the best time you could have done Rock Roman was last year. I know he wasn't available, but I agree. I mean, at that point, that was the best time to do it.
Hollywood is exactly where that
or hell, you could have waited till next year, you know, and not
where is the, next year. Have they said yet?
I don't know where it is next year. But I'm saying you could have done it next year without the belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like I don't.
That's what at this point in the fact that we got to the Royal Rumble without Rock really showing up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, they're probably gonna do it. I was under the impression, okay, in the next handful of WrestleManias, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, at some point, and I figured that too.
And that's a Mania match. You can't. I don't think you can do that anywhere else.
No. I know people saying you could have done Rock Roman at Chamber. No, you can't do it at Chamber. You got to do it at WrestleMania, but not for the.
So it hasn't been announced yet, but
what's the rumor?
It seems like they have finalized Minnesota for 41, and Las Vegas for 42,
and Allegiant.
You could do it in a dome. Yeah, that makes sense too.
US Bank where the Vikings play, and then Allegiant.
I still call it the Metrodome, whatever, for the Minnesota Vikings. But that's not even called.
Oh my God,
Humphrey Metrodome, but that's not even what it's called.
Oh yeah, it's not the same thing. But yeah, the Humphrey Metrodome, where the Twins played, where there were bleachers.
Yeah,
it's weird. Snow
collapsed on the field too, like through the thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was bad. I have a request, a former request, if it's at US Bank next year.
Yeah.
The Viking Raiders need to be in a match because their entrance needs to involve blowing the Yaller horn.
That'd be sick.
For the Vikings.
Yeah. Now Triple H will let it happen. Vince would have been like, no.
That's stupid.
They would have been called the Viking Experience. Oh, wait.
They were called the Viking
Experience. Bad.
Oh, I heard why that was a thing, by the
way.
Why? So remember how the rumor was they didn't want to use war?
Yeah. That's well, not what it was. The War Raiders in Japan, right?
They were the War Raiders in Japan and in NXT.
What are they called? I thought they were called something else on NXT.
No, they weren't Viking Experience until
War Machine.
Right, in NXT, and then they were the Viking Experience when they got to the main roster. It's not because of the word war.
That's what we thought for a while.
It was because Vince didn't like the name War Raiders or War Machine. So he named them Viking Experience. Then everybody hated it, so they combined the two.
Yeah, this is the them. War Machine, War Raiders, NXT. Which at the time you're like, all right, you had to change the name. And
War Machine, I understand how that style of war is.
That was a Japan name, I'm pretty sure, too. Then the Viking Experience and the Viking Raiders, which is Viking Raiders is still good. It's still not,
Wow. It's a good description of the gimmick.
Yeah, shout out
to Vikings who are Raiders.
Shout out to them. That's gonna be in Vegas in 42. That's gonna be good too. So it's in Philly this year too.
Yeah, they're gonna win the tag titles at back to back WrestleManias. I'm calling it now, the Viking Raiders.
They're gonna
be at the Viking Stadium, and then they're gonna be at the Raiders Stadium.
Oh my god, I just realized that.
Yeah.
Whoa, my head hurts. Whoa.
Major push for Viking Raiders confirmed.
Wow. All right, no, but seriously, guys, back to this. I don't like.
Well, okay, so you have said a few times that you have thoughts. What are your issues?
I just don't. My issue with it is that the story is now going to be delayed with the Cody thing. At this point now, like, I don't know if I even want it now. You know, like, it's been like 2 years. Anybody else agree with me? Where it's like, this is like, you got to do it now, and it's like, I don't like. I got to finish the story. Got to do this. You have this character like that. You need to finish the story, and I agree. And you're just gonna easily let Dwayne get the opportunity, you know? Like, wouldn't that bother you? I know it's a storyline, but still, like, your thing. We want the win to get the title opportunity, and then you just give it up that easily. Like, so, you don't even challenge Rock for a match for the right.
That's Brian. That's interesting. Some thoughts.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the comment here. Hold on, let me pull up. This is him showing Jesus has more powers than him. So that's it. I think I've heard.
Yeah, the comment before.
Oh, my bad.
Says, apparently that's why it's happening. Dwayne felt he needed to step in to quote unquote save WrestleMania.
I don't.
Now that Punk's out.
Yeah, but there's also a fact in that he's now part of TKO, like the board of directors now.
Yeah,
I think this is part of it. Why too?
No, yeah, he can overrule.
Am I kind of wrong?
No one's going to tell him no on the board.
Am I overreacting to this whole thing, or am I?
I don't think you're overreacting. I understand because you had, I think you as well as the rest of us had our heart set on what WrestleMania was going to be. As soon as Cody won the Rumble, we had this idea in our heads of what WrestleMania was going to look like. It was going to look like night one, Punk beats Seth for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Night two, Cody beats Roman for the Undisputed title. And all right. Now, these two stories have been finished. Punk had his and won his WrestleMania main event. It's not such a hang-up for him as he said in the past it wouldn't be if he got it. Yeah. And Cody finished the story. Now we move into the new season with two new champions. And it all seemed good, which could mean... Does this mean Rock's going to win?
Yeah.
Is Rock going to be the champion?
Rock is going to win and introduce a new belt.
The Brahma Bull belt again?
Yeah.
Albert, would you be okay if Rock won and beat Roman? But would you generally be like, I'll ask Mike that too. Like, would you both generally be okay?
So,
be honest right now. If Rock beats Roman Reigns to break the, to defeat it, right? To end the historic run. And his WWE Universal Champion.
As it stands right now. No, I don't think I would be happy. It was like a year ago, as you said, Fonz, yeah, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, I think I'm leaning more towards you with like we're in the midst of this finish the story, and now we've got quote unquote dad coming in and let me whip my kids a bit and win a belt.
It's also like it's part of the character of Cody wanting to fight to be champion and how badly he won the title since he came back to WWE to now just easily give it up like that.
However, However,
Ian Johnson.
I understand the setup now a little bit more with what Cody said in the ring. Because
going for him now.
No. With the whole thing with I have to take everything from you.
Oh, so essentially I'm going to tag in the one person that can take your, not your title, your title.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, right. I want to fit. Okay. So they're taking the route of like Cody wants to finally take the title from him when he's got nothing left but the title. Because mm-hmm. let's face it, that's what you care about the most.
Yeah. Cause
so he can take your family. I'm going to take the thing you care about more than that.
Yeah. Rock's going to take the family. Rock's going to take the crowd. Cody's going to take the belt.
So this isn't going to be for the belt of WrestleMania.
Well, that was my next question is if that's the case, because Rock didn't say anything. Rock didn't say he's going for the title.
Yeah.
I would like it more if they did that. If Rock's like, listen, dude, I'm 50. I think he's what, 52?
Yeah.
I'm in my 50s. I'm 52 years old. I can't, out of respect for that title and these people, I don't feel like I'm the right one to take that from you.
So then why don't you drop it first and then have Reigns look?
No, because Rock wants to do it now. He wants to do it with Punk out. He wants to do this now.
So I honestly see a world where Cody wouldn't beat him this year. He's close to beating the Hogan's record, so I think they would just let him.
Do you want to see
Reigns with he'll beat him next year. Reigns
Johnson is currently 51.
51.
He'll be 52 in May. So
would you guys be okay? Would you guys be okay with Reigns holding another year?
Yeah.
Really?
If I know we said this last year, but if the idea is that Cody's the one that beats him.
Yeah, but we said this last year too.
I understand that, but we didn't know that A, CM Punk was going to come back, and B, that CM Punk was going to tear his triceps.
And also, C, I didn't know Cody would win the Royal Rumble again.
So does he win?
C, didn't know Cody would win back to back. D, didn't know this whole situation would pop back up again with the management.
Right.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to do with that? I don't know what we're going to do. John Moxley still didn't take his vacation, so that's another
thing. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, so.
Would you feel better if they did that this upcoming Friday? If Rock came out and said, I'm not doing it for the title, I'm just doing it for the family.
So goes back to Brian's question, does Roman pull a double duty then?
No, he would just not defend the title at WrestleMania.
Your biggest, your historic title they've had since the beginning, right? On your biggest show.
Yeah.
With your record with Roman Reigns. I liked him as a champion. I'm not hating on Roman Reigns. This is not me. Yeah. I don't want people to be like, I'm hate. You guys know I like Roman Reigns. I like this run he's had. You're going to tell me your biggest star with the historic championship, the historic reign, is not going to defend his title on the biggest show of the year. The one that you have planned out so long, you're not going to defend the title on that
Punk
show.
Punk threw a huge wrench into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not really, because you could have just Cody challenge and have someone else challenge Seth, like,
yeah, but
or something like that, no, or Gunther.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, is gonna win
the U.S.
title. The U.S. title, and Gunther is probably gonna beat somebody.
I just don't see a world.
It doesn't need to. I don't think it needs to be a tribal combat match.
I want it to be a Nigerian drunk fight.
See, we have ourselves a double-edged sword.
All right.
In the sense that, like, if Rock loses, actually, no, I can't even say that it's a torch pass anymore.
You can even pull it too, because Rock could.
No, because technically, the one with the torch right now is Cena. Rock passed it to Cena when they faced each other the second time.
True.
And Cena, I'm still convinced, is going to win a title this year to break the record and then move on.
He's got to keep his streak going of having one match every year.
Yep.
WrestleMania last year. Forgot about that. Yep. Like, what was his match last year, Cena? It was against Austin
Theory. Yeah, it was the full WrestleMania opener against Theory.
Great opener.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, Curtis Axel. Yeah, so he's still in the Rumble too. I was going to forget about that. It just doesn't make sense to me that you have your biggest star with the historic title not defending the belt in a match that everyone's kind of hyped up for.
So, okay. So let's say hypothetically Roman pulls double duty. He drops the title to Cody night one. Drops Tribal Chief to Rock night two, and then goes away like he's supposedly he might be looking to do.
That might not even work though if you have him drop the historic title on night one.
But you're not going to do Rock Roman night.
I know night one, that's what I'm saying.
And then my question after that is this:
boy, if you didn't do Rock Roman, you're just going to
do. But everybody, but see, this is the thing: everybody deep down wants Rock Roman at some
point. Yeah. But last year, we all really were. After last year, I was like, all right, it's not going to happen. I'm like, I can live without it.
Right. But the other, so, but if you, in the hypothetical scenario where you have Rock do, or Roman do double duty,
yeah,
no matter which one's which,
yeah,
on which night, what do you do with Seth?
That's the thing.
You're going to put your world heavyweight title not in a main event?
No, but that's what I'm saying too. Like, then if anything, then he's going to have to be for the belt. And then Rock doesn't win it, you know, Roman retains. And then that, then what was that whole build? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a very, you're right. Punk getting injured, which you can't predict injuries, threw a wrench in the whole plan.
No, I think they really had in their head a perfect plan, which was Seth Punk in night one.
I'll be okay with that. Let's
just cancel WrestleMania.
That's too, you know, honest. All right, but
it's too complicated. We're not doing it.
Then I think Randy should break the record over Cena. Interesting.
It's gonna be Cena though.
Randy's
already there.
Randy's
14.
He's four. What's 16, right? Is the
record 16. Flair and Cena are tied at 16.
And Orton can still go at it a couple more years, I feel like, too.
So he has said in a couple interviews he sees himself holding the belt, a world title, a couple more times.
And you could still have Orton. You still have Orton factoring in, too. And we talk about this now with wrestling. I'd rather be in this discussion than, say, when we were in 2018, 2019, where we just, remember that, guys? We were doing the show back then where we were like, just have something. Like, we just, and we weren't.
Just do something.
Yeah. Like, that's, yeah. So I'm happy we have this discussion where at the end of the day, yeah, we don't like some things, but it's still better than what it was in 2018, especially Raw.
Right. We're in a position where we're debating which good things we want to have happen.
Yeah.
Which things that we will enjoy, because as much as like some of it may not make sense, or it got thrown off by the fact that Punk got hurt and that they already had Cody win the Rumble. Well, they were in the process of having Cody win the Rumble when he got hurt.
Cody Rhodes.
They had an idea, and despite that, though, we're still gonna enjoy the story of Rock Roman if they're doing it. Mm-hmm. We'll enjoy Cody Seth.
I just don't know what they're gonna. I'm more okay with it because I trust booking now.
Right. They got a plan. I don't doubt they have a plan.
If this was Vince or whatever, I'd be like, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't trust that. I'm not gonna like it no matter what.
Right.
This time,
even if it was a Rock decision, even if Rock went to Triple H and was like, "Hey, I want to do this."
Yeah,
I talked to the board like, this is what we want to do.
And Triple H goes, "Let me cook."
So that's my, well, no, exactly. Like
that's my really bad Triple H impression. Let me cook. So it's not even that good. Just
let me cook.
I mean, that's not nice. Come on.
he has made fun of it himself.
He's really big.
He's got a big nose.
Also, fine. It's not Paul Levesque. It's Triple H. Let's not do
Paul
this.
Triple H Levesque.
I'm not doing this. It's Triple H. It's Hunter. That's his real name.
I love that everybody's calling him Paul now.
I don't like it. It's like when people called Batista Dave, even though it's literally Dave Batista, but still, I didn't like it. Your ring name is...
Yeah, but they don't spell it right.
Bautista.
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 I thought it was B-A-B. B-A-P. Bautista.
Bautista. I'm a Bautista. I shoot the lasers out of my hands like I'm a 12 years old.
This also, too. Just like I said, at least we're not talking 2 years ago when Brock won it. Remember, we were just like,
Right, and at that point, we're like, okay, well, Brock's winning the title at Mania.
Yeah, we knew that. Right. Yeah, Brock's winning.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were like, all right, cool.
Again.
Yeah, and I think it was Brock and Ronda that year.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, my God. You know what? I really shouldn't complain because we were in a bad spot. We were in a bad spot wrestling a couple of the long.
Cena is actually spelled Chana.
It's not John. You have a big mouth, John Cena.
John.
Gordon Dash.
Gordon Dash. Roddy the Piper.
Roddy the Piper. Honky tonky man.
At least we're in a better spot now, though.
It's true.
And so I can't. Oh, boy. What happened, Bert?
I don't know. Monday Night Raw is starting, so I'll let you know. Speaking of which, as soon as we went off air last week, we got the announcement that Pat McAfee is going to be around for a
bit now. Oh, yeah, the new commentating team, right?
Yeah.
I'm all you for got it.
Yeah, what it is. So on Friday, and you got
Cole McAfee on Monday.
Yeah.
And then Vic and Booker on Tuesday.
Yeah. They're good on NXT, Vic and Booker.
Oh, Vic's very good at commentary. Vic Joseph is a much better NXT announcer than he was.
He fits NXT better. Yeah. And Wade Barrett is very good at commentating too.
I really want him to wrestle again at some point, but he is a fantastic commentator.
I want him and Nick Aldis in a match. It's going to happen. Nick Aldis is going to be in the ring very soon.
Oh, I don't disagree.
I rewatched
it. Not Pierce, though.
I rewatched it when he first joined SmackDown. He goes, Dom, I'm a huge fan of your dad. I was like, I love that Woody.
I was disappointed that not as many people cheered him, but when he came in.
I mean, we talked about that at the time.
We did. Yeah.
I said it made, I guess, like if you're not into outside of WWE, like it did, I think that was a good way for Triple H to bring him in. You know what I mean? Not like a big thing. Now people.
No
like,
entrance, which was interesting.
Which was good because I think Triple H probably knew, like, all right, people know him. The hardcore fans will, but maybe not the fans that are here, like casual fans or whatever, too. So at the time.
And I think they got the stunned silence from the people that knew him.
Yeah, that's what. And now I think, and you heard on commentary saying, oh, he's been all over the world wrestling, former champion. Yeah. Like, you know, they acknowledge it, too. So it's not like they.
Yeah. And the thing I thought about it, the thing with if you had given him an entrance, which would have been cool, I think his entrance would have been cool.
Yeah.
But if you'd given him an entrance, that gives those of us that do know who he is enough time to absorb the fact that Nick Aldis is in WWE.
Yeah.
Having him just hop over the barricade and walk into the ring, it didn't give us enough time to like register what we were seeing. Like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. Great suit game, by the way.
Fantastic.
The suit game is incredible too.
Fantastic.
Adam Pearce is doing good too. Again, it's all good stuff in WWE, especially.
It is. I'm overall I'm feeling good about it.
So legitimately, money now. Rock Roman. For the title or for not for the title? I want it to be for the title.
I want it to not be for the title. It's gonna be for the title.
Right. Bert, you agree? For the title.
I'm with Mike. I want it not to be for the title, but going to be for the title.
So now, bets, Seth and Cody for the World Heavyweight Championship, you think? You think he's going to challenge officially?
Probably find out in a couple of minutes because the World Heavyweight Champion is kicking off Monday Night Raw.
Oh, boy. I do love his entrance, though. He's just excellent. I'm going to wrap on out here so we can all watch Raw.
Sure.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
Closing words for the people?
Yes, of course. Thank you for watching or listening wherever and whenever you may be. We appreciate your love and support because we are fans that do this for you, the fans, and we enjoy it. So thank you very much. And if you like what we do, check out some of the other stuff we do. Fonz has a Slick Back Kickback Report as well as Fonz Talks Jerseys. He's got some great content over there. Go check him out. Bert and I have been on some episodes in the past. Go back through the Rolodex and check those out as well. It's always a good time in the world of Fonz.
It always
Bert.
Is.
Has a YouTube channel under the name Grillbert Supreme. It has a bunch of great videos on there, including a comic convention compilation that Bert himself put together, as well as a short film that Bert, again, himself put together, in which our very own Fonz has magic powers. Go look at that. It's awesome. He apparently has a plan whenever the three of us are able to get together that involves Fonz, me, and wrestling. How could you find a better combination than that? Mm-hmm. Hashtag we want Cody.
New Trios Champions for AEW.
Yes, we are the new trio. Yes. We will become the Golden Swap.
The Golden Swap.
That's our team name. We are the Golden Swap.
Golden Swap.
God, it's going to be worse than Viking Experience.
And of course, if you like me,
well, we do.
Shown that you do. I appreciate that. Check me out on Cinco Squad. We got some awesome things going on. Charlotte Flair.
I just had to.
I appreciate that. Although I don't want to get 14 title reigns in the course of like 2 years.
Gradually 15th.
15th and a 16th and a 20th and a 32nd.
I continue. I don't want to talk about
it. Check me out over on Cinco Squad. We got a lot of cool things coming up. Some Super Bowl stuff coming. Got an episode this week. Going to be talking a lot of football. It's going to be a fun time. So go check us out on all our socials. We're on pretty much everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Wherever you find your audio podcast, we'll be there. So yeah, come check us out.
Bert.
Thank you, everybody, for watching, listening, wherever you are. We love and appreciate you. Liquid Jeff, if you're out there.
Sponsors.
Which one is that? Is that Lime?
Yeah, which one is that?
That's a Lime one, right?
Nah. Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh.
Liquid Death. We're all open ears.
Also, if you guys didn't see, apparently fans are going above and beyond to pester and threaten The Rock's daughter over Daddy getting a match at Mania.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I don't like. I mean, listen, I'm against the whole thing, but I would never do. What happened, Mike?
Wrestling has only or has more than one royal family. That's he's here.
It's gonna be
yeah.
Cody.
Gonna... Cody.
No, he's just he's coming out right now.
It's gonna be Cody. Yeah. Okay, well, this is gonna come out.
It's Cody Seth. We'll just generally assume it's about to be officially become Cody Seth.
Yeah.
Kobe Seth.
Kobe
and Seth. Kobe. I feel like Santino would have said his name.
Yeah.
Also, don't.
I'm also seeing signs in the crowd that say hashtag Fire Dwayne.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people are holding up hashtag Fire Dwayne and hashtag We Want Cody.
Look. I give my opinions, and I'm not gonna say fire anybody. I just disagree with it. Am I still gonna watch and still looking forward to it? Yes. Yeah. I'm not gonna hate it though. All right. Like, I don't know why everyone's like, let's chill.
Yeah.
At least we're not AEW.
What are your parting words?
Yeah, let's see. What are my parting words? The Pro Bowl was fun. If you want to check out my rant on Sean Smith, you want to check out episode 95.
Oh, yeah.
Pro Squad. Guy, yeah. Listen, Mike, did I tell you? Sean Smith?
You did say.
Sean Smith. Say. That's all I'm going to say.
Sean Smith.
Fonz Talks jerseys. Slick back. Got a bunch of stuff here. Got a video coming out. First Fonz Talks jersey. The best uniform matchups for the whole year. Number one, will not shock you, was a very good one. I just saw a tweet from DJ Moore saying, sheesh, and it's the Chicago Bears in all white uniforms. That includes a white Bears helmet. And I'm not going to lie, that looks fire. But I don't know what's going to happen yet. We have no idea. That's all I got. Check everything else on Review and Preview. Not just us. Got hockey, baseball, Review and Preview. Got our Super Bowl show. We got a bunch of stuff coming on around here. So right as, you know, we got some more sports. We got stuff. Follow us. We like stuff. Come here. You like
stuff. We got stuff.
We got stuff. We got things to do. We got things to talk about.
Welcome to the family.
Sean Smith. Anyway, I'm going to get on out of here. Guys, we're going to do a good old too sweet to get on out of here.
I think we are.
Sean Smith, enough then. All right, everybody. We'll see you guys. Oh, Super Bowl picks, 49ers.
Michael Nakazawa.
Okay. Mike?
The Tribal Chiefs.
That does for the love of God.
Hashtag go 49ers.